Commentator Chandra Touch graduated from high school in Portland, Maine this month. She's a contributor to Youth Radio, a first-generation Cambodian American, and the first person in her family to earn a high school diploma. She says she spent much of her time explaining high school life to her parents.
For the past 3 years, I've been a varsity cheerleader for the Portland High Bulldogs. I love being involved in all the big school events like homecoming and pep rallies. I also got to stand on the sidelines at every football and basketball game. But, like many things I do, my mom doesn't get it.
First time I think that you wear a short skirt, sexy leg show the guy. I didn't know because in my country doesn't have sport like that.
In 8 years of cheering, my mom has never come to any of my events. Cheering is one thing that's helped me to stand out as an individual. I play two different sports, I'm active in a volunteer service group, and I'm involved with student government and 6 different clubs. Unfortunately, my mom views my activities as distractions from our family life.
I'm proud of you, but I just want to see you home.
Yeah.
Be with me, eat dinner together.
But it's more complicated than eating dinner at home. My mom doesn't always understand my approach to success in America. I'm the first person in my family to graduate from high school, and I'm planning to be the first person to graduate from college. The way I see it, all of my activities are adding up to something. They are preparing me for college, and college will prepare me for opportunities that no one in my family has ever had.
I think you are lucky, girls. You're born in the United States. You have school. You have friends. But back then, like me, I don't have school. You have to pay money to go to school. Sometimes your parents poor. You dumb. You're not gonna know education. You don't know what kind of job you're gonna do.
My mom's not dumb, but she's had a hard life. She's worked at a nursing home, a sea urchin plant, and as a lunch lady. She tells me that I have to do better with my own life. Though, like a lot of parents in her position, she's afraid that when I better myself, I won't have anything in common with her anymore. Lately, every time I talk about leaving for college, my mom talks about how easy it would be for me to live at home and how she'd be lonely without me. I don't think she knows how she'll be able to watch my sister cook, clean, and pay all the bills without my help. In my house, we're all leaning on each other so hard that I lose track of what I need to be doing in order to get ahead in life. While I love and support my mom, I try to remember that I'm the person who I need to be rooting for the most. It's me who wants to go to college. It's me who wants to be able to pay her bills. And it's me who wants a good job. In the end, I hope that the life I live will be one that my mom can appreciate. But either way, it will be my life.
Chandra Touch is a reporter for the Blunt Youth Radio Project in Portland, Maine. Her story was produced by Youth Radio.